Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Gimel, and we are 24 lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Amar Rab Tanchum. Today's daf is being learned Li'ilui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim Rab Chaim Doiv. And as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudis Rechel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Fego Rachel, Rafal Kos Ben Fego, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chayim Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Shoshana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilu Nishmas Henya Rachel Bas Avram Yitzchak, and Le'ilu Nishmas Doiv Beryl, Ben Rabbi Yaakov Dov. So yesterday, Be'ezras Hashem, we began a new Masechta, Masechtas Chagiga. And the first sugya of Masechtas Chagiga discusses the mitzvah of Re'iyah. The Torah says, no less than three times, Shalosh pa'amim bashana yeirae kol zechurcha el p'nei ha'adin Hashem. Three times a year, a yid had a mitzvah to pick himself up and go to the Mokim HaMikdash, to go to the Beis HaMikdash. What was he supposed to do in the Beis HaMikdash? He was supposed to bring karbanos, a karban oyla. That was very, very severe, meaning if he didn't bring the karban oyla, not only was he mevatel a mitzvah saseh, but he was even over a loy saseh of a loy yiro panay reka. Additionally, he had to bring a karban chagiga, which was a karban shlomen. That was a little bit less severe, because if he didn't bring the karban shlomen, he was mevatel a mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah of chagiga, but at least he wasn't over Eloi Saseh. So the first Mishnah discussed who is and who is not obligated in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And the Mishnah began with a blanket statement, HaKol Chayavim B'Re'iyah, which almost feels like everyone's going to be Chayav in Re'iyah. And then we have several lines of exceptions to the rule. Chutz Mi'Chayav, Shayt V'Katan, V'Tumtum V'Adroigenes, V'Noshim V'Avodim, She'ena V'Shukhrarim, HaChigir, HaSum, HaChayla, HaZakin, Mi'She'ena Yochal, Alis, Paragos. There's a whole list of people that are excluded from what seemed like a general statement of HaKol Chayavim B'Re'iyah. Now, one of the people mentioned in the Mishnah as being potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah is a cheresh. Now the Gemara said that even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, wherever you find a Mishnah, a Braisa, or Gemara that discusses a cheresh, it's referring specifically to a cheresh that's Einoi Shoimeya, but he's also Einoi Medaber. Meaning in Halacha, the word cheresh can mean one of three things. It can mean someone that's Einoi Shoimeya Ve'Einoi Medaber. He can't hear, nor can he talk. He could be someone that's Einoi Shemeya, but he is able to talk. Or it could be someone that's Einoi Medaber, but he could hear, what we know as an Ile. And throughout Chazal, wherever you find the term Cheresh mentioned Stam, it means a Cheresh that's Einoi Shemeya, the Einoi Medaber. He's the Cheresh that's treated as a Lav Bardas. He's the Cheresh that can make Kinyanim. He's the Cheresh that's part of the mitzvahs. And based on that, you would think that that's what Cheresh means in our Mishnah as well. Stating that, the Gemara brought a Braisa, where the Braisa says very clearly, a Cheresh that's Medaber Ve'ene Shemeya, a Cheresh that's Shemeya Ve'ene Medaber, is really going to be Potter from Re'iyah. And the Gemara said, why? The Gemara said it's because there's a juxtaposition, there's a limud that Chazal learned between the parsha of Re'iyah, that's the sugya we're learning, and the mitzvah of Hakel. So the mitzvah of Re'iyah was to go to the Beis HaMikdash. When? Three times a year. What are those three times a year? Three Yomim Toivim, according to the Rishonim. More accurately, it's the three agricultural seasons, the Chodesh Aviv, the Chag HaKatzer, and the Chag HaAsaf. The mitzvah of Hakel was a mitzvah that was observed once every 7 years. It was following the Shemitah year, and there was a mitzvah for everybody to come together. Anoshim v'noshim v'tap. When the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Hakel, it says, "Bevoy Yisrael le'yiroi," says, "Pnei Hashem alekecha b'makom asher yivchar." When the Yidden are going to come together to be Oyel Regel, that's when you should celebrate the mitzvah of Hakel. Not every single time, but it should be in the Shnas HaShemitah. It should be b'chag Nasukos. But the point is, when it's bevoy Kol Yisrael le'ra'os es p'nei Hashem alekecha. So says the Gemara, you see there's some connection between Hakel and Re'iyah, because the mitzvah of Hakel is supposed to be observed once every 7 years, but when the Yidden come together for the mitzvah of Oilas Re'iyah during the Sukkot season. Must be there's some connection. So says the Gemara, just like Hakel, someone that's a cheresh ha-medaber v'nei shemeh, or shemeh v'nei medaber is going to be potter, so too, if someone is a cheresh ha-shemeh v'nei medaber, medaber v'nei shemeh, he's going to be potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah as well. The Gemara said, but from the Mishnah, it's not so mashma that way. The Gemara did something that it often does, albeit rarely at the beginning of a Masechta, and that is, the first Mishnah is a Chasurei Mechzre V'Hachiktani, and even though the Mishnah sounds like it's talking about the mitzvah of Riyah, it's really talking about two mitzvahs, Riyah and Simcha, but that was all a recap of yesterday's daf. So today's daf is going to pick up on that note. Amar Rav Tanchum said, Cheresh Ba'ozna Yachas. If someone is a Cheresh, he can hear, but only out of one ear. Meaning, out of his other ear, he can hear. Patim in Ariya. The halacha is, he's going to be patim from Ri'iyah. Why? Shenemar. Because the pasuk says, regarding Hakel, Bevoi kol Yisrael le'roi, says, Pnei Hashem lokecha b'mokam asher yivchar. Tikra satayra azois, neged kol Yisrael, be'oznehem. So, Hakel involves reading from the Sefer Torah and reading be'oznehem. Be'oznehem is mashma, two ears, and therefore we learn that the person is only chayiv in Hakel if he's able to hear from two ears. So what does that have to do with Ri'iyah? That's Hakel. This is Ri'iyah. That's what we just said. It's because there's a hekesh. We compare the mitzvah of Ri'iyah to the mitzvah of Hakel, and if someone who can't hear out of both of his ears is potter from the mitzvah of Hakel, he'll be potter from the mitzvah of Ri'iyah as well. Freik the Gemara, you're darshaning the word be'oznehem. Don't I need the word Ba'aznayim to teach me that all of Klal Yisrael has to be there? Meaning, Ba'aznayim of all Klal Yisrael. So if that's what I need Ba'aznayim for, it's not extra to teach me Cheresh Ba'ach Ba'aznay Achas. The Gemara says, no, Ahumi Neged Klal Yisrael Nafka. The Pasuk says, Tikras HaTorah Azoy is Neged Klal Yisrael. And then it says Ba'aznayim. So Neged Klal Yisrael, I know all the Jews have to be there. Why does it say Ba'aznayim? To teach me that the person has to be able to hear, but not just hear. He has to be able to hear out of both of his ears. So the Gemara, no, because even Neged Klal Yisrael, had it only said Neged Klal Yisrael, Havamina would have thought Havak Avtolei Shami. Maybe even if they don't hear, Kasav Rachmana Ba'aznayim, and it's for that reason, I need Ba'aznayim. V'hu Deshami, to teach me that they do have to hear. So Tosfos speaks out, Rashi doesn't explain, but Tosfos says, what does it mean? There's a Havamina that had it said Neged Kol Yisrael, you would think the Yidden have to be there, but they don't have to hear. So Tosfos says, sometimes a person could be at an event, but he's very far from Mizruch, and as a result, he's there, but he can't hear. So had it said Neged Kol Yisrael, you would think all of Kol Yisrael should be there, but at the same time, not necessarily at a distance where you could actually hear. So that's why the Torah had to say Ba'aznayim. So again, how do you know from Ba'aznayim, Cheresh, who Ba'aznay Achas is Pater from Hakel, and therefore he's Pater in Riyah, because it says Ba'aznayim, Lashon Rabbah, maybe it says Ba'aznayim to teach me that all of Kol Yisrael has to be able to hear. It says already Neged Kol Yisrael. That just means it's in the presence of Kol Yisrael, but doesn't necessarily mean that everyone has to be able to hear. So the Gemara says, no, Ahumi L'man Yishmu Nafka. We know already that everybody has to hear. We saw earlier. We saw at the end of yesterday's daf. The Gemara said, L'man Yishmu U'L'man Yomadu. And L'man Yishmu teaches us that you have to be able to hear. In fact, that is the makar that a cheresh hamedaber v'nei shemei, even though really he has a din of a pikeach, he's not treated like a lav bardas, but at the same time he's potem in Ariya and potem in Ahakel because it says L'man Yishmu. So we know that the tachlis of Hakel is to hear. We know Gantz Klal Yisrael has to be there because it says Neged Kol Yisrael. So why does it say Ba'aznayim? Lashon Rabbim. It seems like an extra word to teach me that the person has to be able to hear out of both ears. But if he's a cheresh Ba'aizen Achas, the halacha is he's potter from Hakel, and if he's potter from Hakel, he's going to be potter from Re'i as well. So this is really a hoysafa on the chiddush that we saw at the end of yesterday's daf. At the end of yesterday's daf, we saw that a cheresh that's medaber ve'enei shemea, even though he's not really a cheresh in Kol HaTorah Kula, the fact that he can't hear does not impact him in halacha. But when it comes to Hakel, and therefore Re'iyah as well, he's going to be potter. A cheresh, ba'ozen achas, who also doesn't have a din of a cheresh in Kol HaTorah Kula, but when it comes to Hakel, and when it comes to Re'iyah, he's going to be potter. Who said this halacha? Rav Tanchum. Rav Tanchum said another halacha. Chiger biragle achas potter min Ariya. If someone's a chiger, but only in one foot. So the Mishnah said, a chiger is one of the exceptions to the rule. He's one of the people that are potter min Ariyah. So said Rav Tanchum, what if someone's a chiger, but only in one foot? Is he chayev or potter? So he said potter. Shenema, how do you know that? Because when the Torah mentions the mitzvah to be oil regal, it says shalosh regalim. The regalim means 2 feet. That's how you know the person has to be able to walk properly from both his feet. We need regalim to teach me another halacha. It's a gemara later that teaches us that someone that has a prosthetic, he's potter min haria. So how do I use regalim to teach me chiger? Don't I need it for a bal kav? So the gemara says there's a second drasha. Ahumi pa'amim nafka. It says shalish regalim. It also says shalish pa'amim bashana. What does pa'amim mean? The time you learned to the b'risa, pa'amim ain't pa'amim elu regalim. Pa'olim. So usually when you think of Pa'amim, what does that mean? Pa'am means a time. Shalish Pa'amim, three times a year. But the Gemara brings a braisa that says Pa'amim doesn't mean that. Ain Pa'amim el regalim. You want to know what Pa'amim means? It only means regalim. It means feet. V'cheinu oimer. And there's a makar two psukim in Tanakh. Number one, Yeshaya. Tirmesena rogel. Ragle oni. Pa'amei dalin. It's referring to the steps of the dal. V'oimer. There's another pasuk that says Mayofu pa'amayich bana'olim bas Nadif. So you see that the word pa'amim means feet. So it says shalish regalim. It says shalish pa'amim. So one is coming to teach me prat lebalikab. The other one's coming to teach me prat lechiger. Sokti gemara. Dorash Rava. Rava darsham. What's pshat in the pasuk that says mayofu pa'amayich bana'olim bas nadif? This pasuk that we just quoted to prove that the word pa'amim means feet. Kama, says the Gemara, Kama noin, Ragleim shel Yisrael. So Rava Darshan, that what the pasuk is coming to say is, Ma yofu pa'amayich, how beautiful are the feet of Klal Yisrael. B'shasha oil l'regel, when they're oil l'regel, when the Yidden were oil l'regel, and they're walking, they're taking footsteps to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, their steps that they took were beautiful. Nadiv, what does Nadiv mean? Bas Nadiv, Bitay shel Avram Avinu. Klal Yisrael at that time, they're compared to the daughter of Avram Avinu, Shenikra Nadiv. Avram Avinu was called a Nadiv. Shenema, the pasuk says, Nedivei Amim Nasafu Amalekei Avram. Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak V'Yakov. Kadosh Baruch was always referred to as Elekei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why in this pasuk are we referring to Hashem as only Elekei Avram? Elekei Avram, Shayu Tchil Elegeir. Nedivei Amim Nasafu. The pasuk is referring to the Geirim, and the Geirim are referred to as Am Elikei Avram, or they're referred to as Ben Avram. Why? Because Avram Avinu was Tchilo LeGeirim, he was the first Geir, and because Avram Avinu was Tchilo LeGeirim, therefore the Geir is referred to as Ben Avram. But you see in this pasuk that Nedivei Amim, Nadiv is a word that's used in reference to Avram Avinu. And that's what the pasuk means. Mayofu Pamayich Bin Olam Bas Nadiv. Rava Darshan, that based on what we just said, that pa'amayich means feet, it means steps. Mayofu pa'amayich bana'olim. How beautiful are the footsteps of the Yidden. Bana'olim, when they're wearing shoes. At that, when is that? B'shosh oil l'regel, when they're oil l'regel, and at that time, they're bas nadiv, they're bitoy shel Avram Avinu shenikr nadiv. So we have read that we've spoken about this in the past, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to revisit this in tomorrow's daf. The imbeis medrash b'loy chiddush, but just two very, very, very short ha'aras. Number one, Avram Avinu in this Gemara is referred to as tchila l'geirim. Avram Avinu was the first ger. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Because was there Geirus Kodem Matan Torah? Avram Avinu lived before the Torah was given. So what does it mean, Geirus? Geirus means there's an Umma HaYisraelis, and then there are the Shara Ummais. Someone from one of the other Ummais wants to now convert, he wants to join the Umma HaYisraelis. So he goes through a conversion process. There's something called Geirus. Mila, Tfila, couple less mitzvahs. There's a whole procession that's discussed in the fourth parak of Masechtes Yevamos that describes exactly how Geirus happens. Once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Geirus involved bringing a carbon. So usually you would think of Geirus requiring to be there to be a Klal Yisrael, and now people are coming to be Megayer, they're coming to join Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean that Avram Avinu, Koidem Matan Torah, was Tchila LeGeirim? Now, if you want to say that the word Geirus shouldn't be taken literally, it's just meant to be translated loosely, meaning he joined Kanfei Hashchina. Okay, but the word Geirus is a very technical term that has significant connotation. And it sounds a little bit from the Gemara like Avram Avinu was literally Tchilo LeGeirim. The truth is, everyone knows in Rashi and Chumash, Vanefesh HaShe'asu B'charon, says Rashi, Avram was Megayeres HaNoshim, and Sarah was Megayeres HaNoshim. So you find already the word of Geirus. Not only was Avram Megayer and Sarah Geirus, but they were being Megayer other people as well. The truth is that Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Beis HaOitzer, and this is in Chelik Aleph, Klal Aleph Oysiud has a beautiful arichas with different Marim Mekoymas, whether there was Geirus Koyin Ma'antayr, there was not Geirus Koyin Ma'antayr, but this Gemara right here would seem to be Exhibit A. The Gemara says, Mefurish, Avram Avinu was Tchilo LeGeirin. It sounds like there was a notion, there was a concept of Geirus, even before there was an Umma Yisraelis, even before there was a Klal Yisrael. Probably it has something to do with the Mishnah Lamelech Shailo, whether there was even something called Yisrael before Ma'antayr, obviously they kept Kol HaTarikul, they have a din of Yisrael, they have a din of Benoyach, Vatvarim Atikin, Ben Benoisha Latikin, the Inkama Kaimilaharach. That's the first aura. The second aura is, so we just quoted the pasuk, Mayofu Pa'amayich Bana'olim Bas Nodiv. This pasuk is in Shir HaShirim. It's Perig Zayin, pasuk Beis. It's a very, very well known pasuk. And the reason it's well known is because this Gemara that we just learned, Chagigah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, is a well known Gemara. The truth is, it's only the first part of the pasuk. The second part of the pasuk is also well known, albeit in Archabura. The second part of the pasuk, the Gemara darshins and Masechtas Ma'akot and Daftes, and in other places, Chamuke Yirechayich. So the pasuk in its entirety reads as follows: Mayafu pamaych bana olam bas nadiv chamuke yirechayich kemoich haloim ma'isi yedayam. And we've quoted many times the panim yafis and dafla who brings b'shem Darizal that Darizal said that chamuke yirechayich the Gemara darshins that mayerech b'seiser after reitayer b'seiser, and he said the word chamuke is roshi tevis. It's an acronym: chasure Mechsera v'hachi ketani. And in Chasure Mechsera v'hachi ketani, there's a remez to this inyan of Mayerech b'seiser after b'reitayer b'seiser. And every Chasure Mechsera has a pshat, and it's definitely not a coincidence. It's not a mikro. And in Chasure Mechsera, there's pnimiyas atayra. But Chamuki Reichayich, which the Gemara darshins, Mayerech b'seiser after b'reitayer b'seiser, Torah sometimes can't be disseminated in a way where it's going to be too begaloi. Chamuke is Rashi Tevis. So I was thinking that maybe this is a remez to the anomaly that we have here in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga. So Masechtas Chagiga began Hakol Chayavim Beriyah. And the Gemara had a kasha, and what did the Gemara say? That really there's a chasure mechsura b'hachik tani. And really what the Mishnah means is not a kol chayovim b'riya, but it's a kol chayovim b'riya u'besimcha. Chutz mi'cheresh ha'medav v'vene shemeh shemeh v'vene medav. Shempat menari. Favol b'shempat menari chay b'simcha. Agansa chasure. This is one of the great chasure mechsures, and it's literally the first Mishnah. The MS is a very, very big chiddush. The Ran in Masechtas Sedarim Daf Beis Amid Beis says, "Ein adam mechaser reish dvaro," that to say chasure mechser in the beginning of a perek, in the beginning of a sugya, and certainly in the beginning of a masechta, is really something you don't find. But this is an exception to the rule. But regardless, we began the masechta with the chasure mechser v'hachik tani. Maybe it's merumis. Mayafu pamaych bina olam bas nadif. Darash Rava, what's it referring to? It's referring to the mitzvah of Eilu Regel. That mayafu kamen non raglem shal yisro b'shasha Eilu Regel. What are the next words? Chamuke yirechayich, chasure mechser v'hachik tani. This is a remez that the sugya of Aliyah L'Regel, the very first Mishnah, the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga, which discusses the halachos of Aliyah L'Regel, is chamuke yirechayich. There's a chasure mechser v'hachik tani, hafachpa v'hafachpa dekulaba. Everything is merumis. Maybe this is a remez to the chasure mechser v'hachik tani that we have here in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga. So from here until the end of the daf, pretty much, is going to be Agadita. So we mentioned two things that Rav Tanchum said, both very, very much related to the sugi that we're learning. Rav Tanchum said that a cheresh ba'oz na'yachas is potem na'riyah. Rav Tanchum also said chiger birag la'yachas is potem na'riyah. Zok to Gemara, Rav Tanchum said a third thing. Amr Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said darshan nasav amnyumi, Rav nasav amnyumi darshan. Shmeid Rav Tanchum in the name of Rav Tanchum. I think it was in the pasuk that says va'bor reik in by mai. So the brothers threw Yosef into a pit, and the pasuk says the pit was empty. There was no water. Now if it says it was empty, any yadei she'im by mai. If it was empty, there was no water. There was nothing else there either. Zok to Gemara, elo mayim in by. Rav Tanchum said there was no water. Avol nechashim akravim yesh by. But there was snakes and there were scorpions, and this was an incredible miracle that happened. Regardless, that too is Rav Tanchum's drasha. We mentioned two drashas from Rav Tanchum. So we mentioned a third drasha. There was a story with Rav Yochanan ben Broika and Rav Elazar Chisma. They went to visit Rav Yeshua in Pekin. Rashi says it was Yontif. And there's a mitzvah of Chayiv Adam lahakpo pnei rabbi b'regel. So these two, Tanoim, went to visit their Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, who was in Pekin. Amar lahem. So they come to visit Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua asks his Talmidim, he says, Ma chiddush hoy be'beis medrash hayom? Could you tell me over a chiddush that was said over in Beis Medrash today? Amar lahem, they told him, Talmidecha anu, we're your Talmidim. Umeimecha anu shoysim. And we came to hear from you. We drink your water. We didn't come to tell you. We came to listen. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yeshua told him, I hear. But afal pikein efshel beis medrash b'loy chiddush. But it's impossible to have a beis medrash b'loy chiddush of chagiga daf gimel vein. So he said, somebody must have said something that I want to hear. So he says, tell me something. So they said, okay, what do you want to hear, Rabbi? So he said, Shabbos shalom yehoisa. Tell me, who darshened this Shabbos? So they told him, shal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah yehoisa. It was the Shabbos of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What does this mean? What's the rest of the story? So there's no time, but that's the the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara says, after Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne had the whole incident with Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Gamliel was removed from his Nasius, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed in his place. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was only 18 years old, Ariya and Yikivin Shivim Shana, and then eventually Rabbi Gamliel was brought back, and what they did was they divided the Nasius. So some weeks, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would darshan, and some weeks, Rabbi Gamliel would darshan, and that was Rabbi Yeshua's question. He asked him, Shabbat Shalom Yehoi, so tell me, who was darshaning? So he said it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He said, okay, what did he say? What was he talking about? They told him, he was talking about Hakel. And what did he say about Hakel? So he said, Hakel, the Pasuk says, you should bring the everybody was supposed to go to Hakel. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said like this, the man came to learn. The women came to listen. Why did the children come? This was his drasha. He said, the reason the children came was to give schar to the people that were bringing the children. So Rabbi Yeshua told his Talmidim, Margolis Toiva Hoisavi Yetchem, you had such a beautiful Margolis, Ubikashtem La'abdom Imeni, and you wanted to withhold it from me. Why would you have told this to me? He got so excited when he heard this. He said, I can't believe you didn't want to tell this to me. The Ben Yoyada, here on this Gemara, says that why did Rabbi Shua get so excited when he heard this drasha? Right, he heard this drasha, and he was mamish taken aback. He said, Margolis Toiva Hoisavi Yetchem, Ubikashtem La'abdom Imeni. So he says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, why did the men come? Lilmoid. Why did the women come? Lishmaya. So the men lilmoid, the women lishmaya. Doesn't lishmaya mean lilmoid? And doesn't lilmoid mean lishmaya? Since you do with the Beis Halevi, there's a lot of raid on this, that men have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah of Yigisa b'yayim of Alayla. And being that men have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they weren't just coming to hear, to be informed, they're coming to shteik, they're coming to learn Torah, because they have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And because women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so it's for that reason, women weren't coming lilmai, because they don't have the mitzvah of lilmai. So why were the women coming? The women were only coming lishmaya. Now why would they have to come lishmaya? Because even though a woman doesn't have a mitzvah to learn Torah, but she has mitzvahs that she has to do, a woman is chayv in every mitzvah saseisha in as mangarama, a woman is also chayv in it's because women have mitzvahs, so it's for that reason, at the end of the day, a woman also has to come lishmaya. So a man went lilmoy because he has a mitzvah not just to hear and to have information, but he's actually learning. He's steiging. It's for Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, which is much bigger than lishmaya. A woman only has lishmaya. Basically, he talks about this in the context of women who have a chiyuv to make Berachas HaTorah, and everyone asks, why do they have a chiyuv to make Berachas HaTorah? If they're potter from Talmud Torah, they should be potter from Berachas HaTorah. Reb Chaim famously said that Berachas HaTorah is not a Berachas HaMitzvah, it's a bracha on the heftz of the Torah. They ain't kam mekoyme laharech klal. But the point is, says the Ben Yoyada, he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that if a person hears Torah on this world, any Torah that a person hears on this world, when he comes up to Shamayim, all the Torah that he heard is going to make sense. And he says that's why there's an Indian to listen to Torah, even if you can't understand it. And he said, the Zohar says that throughout history there were many women that would sit and learn Torah. They would overhear their husbands learning, they would overhear their kids learning, they overhear a shir, and they didn't really understand what's going on. But at the same time, in Shemayim, there's Lashonis from the Zohar, you have to see it inside. In the Ben Yoyada, anyways, where he talks about how women have tremendous hasagas in Torah in the next world, even though they never really learned in this world. But it's because they heard. And through hearing, they were zoicha to tremendous hasagas. And he says, that's noshim bo lishmaya. The noshim came to hear. Because even though maybe they didn't understand and they're not holding in the sugyas, it's not their avoida. But at the same time, you hear Torah, it gets absorbed in the Baina, and in the next world, the neshama has it, and that's going to allow this person, and in this case, these women, to be able to understand all this Torah that they heard, and they weren't able to understand Ba'al Mahadeh. So says the Ben Yoyada, a beautiful punchline. He says, we know the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai had five Talmidim. One of them was Rabbi Yeshua. Who ha yamayin shvachim? What was the shvach of Rabbi Yeshua? Ashrei yeladatoy. Rabbi Yeshua, as a little child, his mother used to take him into the Beis Medrash so that he should hear the Torah. So Rabbi Yeshua knew that he was Ashrei yeladatoy. He was someone that, as a young age, was hearing Torah from the Friya Digit Tzadikim. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Friya Digit of Rabbi Yeshua, an early generation of Tanam, and he was hearing all this Torah. So when he heard Nashim Baal Lishmaya, and the oimik of Nashim Baal Lishmaya is like the Ben Yoyada said, based on the Zayir, so he was so excited. He said, Margolis Toiva Oisa Biyetchem Ubik. He said, this is me. I'm Ashrei Yeladatoy. You were going to withhold this from me. Rabbi Elazar ben, they told Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said another drasha. The pasuk says, Hashem amarta yoyim, v'Hashem hem mircha yoyim. What does this mean? Omalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tells Klal Yisrael, atam ha'asasuni chativa achas ba'olam. He says, when you praise me, you give me a shvach achas. You make me one. Vani esa eschem chativa achas ba'olam. I do the same for you. Atem hasim chativa achas ba'olam. Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, you've made me one. Dechsev, the pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem alikeinu, Hashem echad, Hashem echad. Vani esa eschem chativa achas ba'olam. I do the same for you. Shenemer, mi kamchi Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. Afu pasach v'darash. And then he told Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said another drasha, another classic gemara. The pasuk says, Divrei chachamim, ki darvoinois, u ki masmerois netuin, so said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Lama nimshal divrei Torah ledarvon. Divrei Torah is compared to a darvon. So a darvon is the thing that allows the animal to plow in a proper way. So like this, it doesn't veer off. Just like the darvon, it focuses the para on its telen, where it's plowing. And the purpose is to bring life into the world. Right, that's what plowing is all about. After Divrei Torah, mechavnin esloimdeya midarkei misa ledarkei chayim. So Divrei Chachamim is kidarvoinois, focuses a person so that at the end of the day, a person that follows the Torah, a person that follows the Divrei Chachamim, is going to end up bringing chayim to the world. So, but the pasuk continued and said, "Imad darvin zametaltel after b'tayr metaltel." You would think, "Oh, Torah is like a darvon. Darvon is a davrisham metaltelin. It's a goad." Right, it's something you can carry. So, Divrei Torah is also metaltelin. So, what's so terrible if Divrei Torah is metaltelin? Well, metaltelin could get lost, geneva, vaveda. So, is this literally metaltelin? Tamalim and mesmeros, ukemasmeros netuim. It's like a nail. A nail is something that's pinned down. You're not losing it. Imam masmeros chaser. For the yes, after b'tayr chaser b'lo yisem. If somebody takes a nail and he knocks it into a wall, so you make a hole in the wall. So you would think that maybe when a person learns Torah, he's going to end up being chaser. Maybe it's a person's going to lose from Torah. Tamaloymer netuim. Man netiyazu par v'rava. Just like a plant, it procreates after b'tayr parim v'rava. Bali asufos. And the pasuk says people that learn Torah bali asufos. What does that mean? Eil tamid chacham. It's referring to the tamid chacham sheyoshvin asufos asufos. They sit together in chaburis for iskin b'tayr. They learn Torah. Now when there's a chabur of people learning, generally, not everyone's going to agree on things, right? So halalu mitamim, halalu mitamim. These people say tamim, they say tar. Halalu oisav, halalu matim. They say asa, they say motor. Halalu poisav, halalu machshirim. They say pasal, they say kosher. Shem yemir adam eichani lo mitayr meyato. So a person's going to say, how can I learn Torah? Meaning, it seems so overwhelming, right? It's always a shayla, there's always a machloikis, there's always two dinim, and then there's two dinim within each one of the two dinim. Like, how are you supposed to learn? Tamil lemer, kulam nitnu meiroya echa. That's the end of the pasuk. Kael echa naslan, one abish that gave us the Torah. Parnas echad amram, one leader is the one that was mekabel that Torah. Mi pi oden kol ha-maisen baruch hu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, v'yidaber likim es kol ha-dvarim ha-elo, and af ato. So therefore, what are you supposed to do? I say, oznecha ka'afar cheses, you should make your ears like an afar cheses. So this is the part of the mill that the farmer would take all the tfu and put it into, uknelocha leiv mevin, and you should try to acquire a heart to be able to understand, to be able to discern, lishmaya, so that you'll hear as divrei metam, as divrei matirim. The people that said tam, the people that said tar, is divrei yosef, as divrei matirim. The people that said asim, the people that said mutter, is divrei poisim, as divrei machshirim. The people that said pasul, people that said kosher, and belosh, either way, that's what this pasuk is coming to say. So Rabbi Shur heard all this. He just heard an epic pulpit rabbi speech from the great Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? What? Shabbos shalom mihoisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And he heard from the drashas of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This wasn't a tshuva, this wasn't from the chidushim al hashas. This is from the drashas of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. See, he heard the drash and he said, "Ein dar yasim she Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shara b'taycha." He said, there's no dar yasim in a dar that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is living. Meaning, if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is in the dar, that dar is not a dar yasim. Rabbi Shua was very, very taken aback. He was very impressed at a very young Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, at his ability to darshan and to say beautiful divrei agadas. We'll get back to this a little bit. So the gemara, v'lemer le'bahada, akasha on the story. So the story began ma'isa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika for Rabbi Elazar chisma shahoch lahakbo pnei Rabbi Shua b'pkin. So Rabbi Shua tells them, ma chidush hoy be'beis medrash hayim. Tell me what chidush was said in beis medrash today. So they told him, Talmidecha anu, mimecha anu shoysim. We, your Talmid, we came to listen, we don't want to say. No, a chiddush, who darshan this week, Elazar ben Azariah, what did he darshan? So the Gemara says that if a Rebbe tells you to do something, what do? You listen, right? So they coming to be mekabel pnei harav, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, what was the drasha? They're fighting back, they don't want to say. No, we're your Talmid, we came to listen, not to hear. Why didn't they just answer and oblige what Rabbi Yeshua wanted them to do? So the Gemara says, Mishum Maisa Shahaya. It's based on a Maisa Shahaya, the Tanya we learned in a Brisa. Maisa Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis. There was a story with Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis. Shahalach lahakbo pnei Rabbi Eliezer v'lud. He went to visit, not Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who lived not in Pekin, that's where Rabbi Yeshua was, but in Lud. So Rabbi Eliezer asked Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis, tell me, what chiddush was said over in Beis Medrash today? Amalei. So he told him. He said, Nimnu v'gamru, there was a sugya that was being discussed, and they voted on the sugya, and this was the conclusion. Amoin umayav ma'asrin ma'isar ani b'shvias. That Amon and Moav, these two lands, are chayev to give ma'isar ani, even on Shemitah. So the Gemara is going to explain in a minute what this means. We'll just speak it out loud, and then we'll go through it quicker when the Gemara says it. And that is, we know that when Yeshua ben Nun entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, so he was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Then the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, and the Yidden left Eretz Yisrael. And there was a major Shaila, whether when the Yidden were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, did the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remain, or did it become Batal? Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asadavai? Or Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitchel L'Asadavai? The ones that are Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitchel L'Asadavai are of the opinion that when the Yidden came back to Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ayashani, they had to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael all over again. And any part of Eretz Yisrael that they weren't Mekadosh again did not have any Kedusha. There were certain parts, according to those Shitas, of Eretz Yisrael that the Yidden purposely weren't Mekadosh. And you know why? Because they wanted to bypass the laws of Shvias. That's interesting. This is Shvias, and there's so much talk about, you know, all the Shomrei Shvias. So they Dafka were trying to circumvent the laws of Shvias. The answer is yes. And the reason is because on Shvias, the Balabatim lose out. Abadanim also lose out. Because a Balabas had a chiv to take from things that grew in his field and give matnas aniyim. We're learning Mesachtes Peya now. Leket, Shikha, Peya, Maiserani, do a whole bunch of things that had to be given. And if nothing's going to grow, so what's going to happen is Daniyim are going to lose out. So they purposely left out certain lands. Either way, this was the sugya that was being learned, and the Beis Medrash came out, they said, Amoinu Moyev Maiser Maiserani B'Shvias. That there's a chiyuv to give Maiserani from Amoinu Moyev on Shemitah, which means a few things. It means Shemitah is not Noyeg over there, okay? It means Maiserani is Noyeg over there. And it means that you have to give Maisani during the Shemitah. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis, said, Yossi, pshoit yodecha, pull out your hands. He did. V'kabel einecha, and he said, be mekabel your eyes. Pasha yodav, he stretched out his hands, v'kibel einav, and he was mekabel his eyes, which means he became a saginar. He lost his vision. Bachar Rabbi Eliezer ben Dormaskis cried for Omar. And he said, Soyid Hashem li yireyav ubrisay lahoydiye. He said, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his soydis li yireyav. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer said that the Olam was sitting, they were handling the sugya. They should have known this. They shouldn't have had it taken any votes. But it just so happens they got it right. Amalei. So Rabbi Eliezer then told him, Leich Amar Lehem, you can go back to all the Chama, you can tell them, Al Tochushu Lemin Yanchem, don't worry about. Meaning, tell them they got the vote right. Kach mikublani Rabbi Yochem and Zakeh. Because this is what I was makal from Yochem and Zakeh. Sheshama may Rabbi heard from his Rabbi, who was Rabbi Yochem and Zakeh's Rabbi. Hill Azakin. Yechem Azakin was the cotton Shebek Kulon. The rabbi, Hill Azakin, heard me rabbi, who was Hill's rabbi, Shmayev Avtalion. Hill Chasal Moshe Misinai, this Alocha Moshe Misinai. That Amenu Moiv Maaser Maaser Oni B'Shvias. This is exact Alocha. That Amenu Moiv have a Chiev Maaser Oni B'Shvias. My time, because Harbi Krakim Kavshu Oilim Mitzrayim. There were many lands that were conquered by the Oilim Mitzrayim. The Lake of Shur, Oilim Bava. But the Oilim Bava did not conquer. Nesha, Kedush, Rishani, Kitchen, Lashaita, Velay, Kitchen, Lashaita, because Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita V'lai Kitchel Asa Lavi, and they purposely didn't want to be Mekadosh it. V'hinichom, and they left it not Kaddish, K'nei She'yismuchu Aleim Aniyim B'Shvias. So like this, Aniyim and Shvias will have somewhere to go. Tana, Gemara says, L'achashan is Yashva Daitai. After Rabbi Eliezer, calm down. Kaviyachol, Omar, he said, Yehi Rotzoy, She'yachseru Eine Yoysi L'mkoyman. He said, a tefillah, that Rabbi Yoysi's eyesight should return. The Chazru, and it returned. But the Gemara says, you see one thing from here. That there was a story with Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis, when Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis went to visit Rabbi Eliezer, and when he goes to visit Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Nu, let me hear a chiddush." He told him a chiddush, and it didn't go well. So these two talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua, they knew about this, and they were afraid to go down the same road. So when Rabbi Yeshua asked them, he says, "Nu, tell me a chiddush." He says, "No, we're not telling you any chiddushim. We're your talmid, meimechon ushoysim. We came to hear." But he persisted. He says, "No, okay, you persist. But you want to know why they didn't just immediately go ahead and say what they said? This is the rest of the story. Zokti Gemara Vaita, Tanu Rabbanan, Ezeu Shaita. Who is a Shaita? So why would we be talking about a Shaita? Because we're going back to the Mishnah. Kol Chayav and Meriah, Chutz. Mecheresh shoita v'kofa. So the Gemara says, what is the halachic definition of a shoita? So the Gemara says, hayoytze yechid ba'layla, someone that goes outside at night by himself, va'alom be'ez ha'kvaris, someone that sleeps in a be'ez ha'kvaris, va'amikareyes ksusoy, and someone that tears his beggar. Itmar Rapuna, Amar Rapuna said, achi yukulma v'asachas. Then, or if someone to be considered a shoita in halacha, he would have to do all three of these things at once. Rabbi Yochanan said, afilu ba'achas mehem, even if he only does one of them. So, three simanim of a shoita. The question is, you have to do all three? Or only one. Hechidam. The Gemara says like this. I understand. If he's doing it in a way where it looks like he's doing it derech shtos, then for sure, even if he only does one of them, he should be considered a shaitan. And if he's punk going outside at night, he has a reason. He's punk sleeping in the Beis HaKfaris. This is a good cheshmin. He punk tore his bag because there was a reason. Then he shouldn't be is considered a shaitan because of what he did. So really, shouldn't it matter less about what he does and more the way he does it? So the Gemara says, really, we're talking about where he did it derech shtos. But really, even if someone does a derech shtos, there's always makayim to rationalize. I mean, let's say someone's lomba v'sakfaris, and he's doing a derech shtos, for sure. I mean, it's not a good practical reason. So it looks like there must be something up. Why would he do it? But you could always rationalize, meaning, there's a method to the madness. Maybe he's doing it because he wants to have a ruach tumah. Okay. Someone goes outside at night by himself. Maybe he was overcome by some sort of gandrifas. Rashi talks about a little bit what it might mean. Or someone tears his bag. Maybe he's someone that he's a bal machshavas. He gets into deep meditative trances. And as a result, he did this. Meaning, even if it looks like he's doing it not for a practical purpose, but someone does one thing that's off, you can rationalize. Two things that are off, you can rationalize. But if this guy does all of them, he's yoytzi yechid balayla, he's a lombeves akfaris, and he's a makareyes ksusai, at some point, you just have to realize that, you know what? Obviously, he's a shaita. And it's havi kamisha nogach shor chamor v'gomel. And the Gemara says, if you want a mashal, it's like a shor that shtoises a shor, a chamor, a gomel, that lochis is nas amud l'kal. He becomes a mood for all behemoths. Because three different types of behemoths, three different types of mishagasin that this shor did, so he becomes a mood for all behemoths above a kama. And the same thing is going to be over here. If a person does all three of these things, he's going to have a din of a shaita. I'm Rapapa. Rapapa said, Ishmael the Rafuna. Had Rafuna heard? So again, what did Rafuna say? Rafuna said that the only time someone's considered a shaita is if he does all three things. And he's a makareyes ksusa. So Rapapa said that had Rafuna heard the following braisa, someone that loses kol mashanoisim loy, have a hadabe, he would have been chayisa. Why? Because the braisa only mentions one thing. Braisa doesn't mention three things. So you see clearly one is enough. Meaning, this is a braisa that's a little bit more mavur than the other braisa. First braisa mentioned three things. So, is it three things other? Or is it three things where he has to be all three? I don't know. Machloikis HaMeiraim, Rafuna, Rabbi Yochanan. But over here, this braisa is clear that it only mentions one thing. So you see only one thing is enough. So that's what Rapapa said. Rafuna didn't know this braisa, but had Rafuna known this braisa, have a hadarbe. The Gemara says, okay, hadarbe didamalaha idilma. When Rav Papa said Rav Huna would have been chayzer, did he mean he would have been chayzer from the kareyek susai, from the case in the kareyek susai? Why? To have a hoder bay, the dami lahak, because that's similar to ma'abid kol mashanoisim loy. Ma'abid kol mashanoisim means you give somebody something and he loses it. The kareyek susai is not the same thing, but it's me'inyan le'inyan, very much ba'isa'inyan. He takes a good bag and he tears it for no reason. So being that it's similar, so says the Gemara, maybe that's what Rav Papa meant, that had Rav Huna heard that a ma'abid mashanoisim loy has a din of a shayt, even though it's one thing, so maybe Makareya's ksusa should also have a din of a shayt, even though it's only one thing. Dilma says the Gemara, kula have a hodabe. Maybe it would have been chayza from everything, and the Gemara says, teiku, this is a teiku. Now the truth is, this Gemara, like almost every Gemara we've learned so far, here in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga, this very, very last Gemara, the Brisa of Ezehu Shaita, is a very, very, very important Brisa in the world of Halacha, much more in the sugyas of Nashim Nezikin. And the truth is that some of the biggest controversies in Jewish history revolved around defining a person as a shaita? And what exactly is the definition? Because there's a lot of nafkaminas and ramifications, la halacha, right? Rashi says, what's the shaila ezeh u shaita? Patim min ha-mitzvahs, min ha-oynish, ein kinyon ha-kinyin, ein memkar ha-memkar. So there's a lot at stakes when we determine whether a person is a shaita or whether a person has a din of a pikeach. I mean, the controversy that comes to mind first, second, and third is the get me kliva, something that we've spoken about in the past, and Bezus Hashem, we'll get back into it when we go into say the nasha, but that was a controversy that literally took the world by storm. But regardless, it came down to this shaila, the shaila of ezeh u shaita. On this topic, we won't talk about this now, but there's a very important Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's an Eben Ezer Chelik Beis. It's Simon Beis, where the Chassam Sofer says he doesn't understand this whole Gemara. Ezel Shoita, these three Simonim, what do you mean? You would think any person that's not a Bar Das, he has a Din of a Shoita. What if someone never did any one of these three things? And maybe you don't even think would do any one of these three things. But he's not a Fartik of Bar Das. You would think that he should be included in the Halacha, Patim, and HaMitzvahs. And the Chassam Sofer said, Hagaba Atzmacha, a Cheresh that's in a Shemeh of the Enem Medaber. He has a din of a patam and a mitzvah. You're going to tell me a cherish in a shemeh ve'in a medaber who Chazal deemed as not being a bar das regarding all these different things, mitzvahs, oinshim, kinyonim. You're going to tell me he's on the level of ayoytzi achidi balayla lomba ve'is akfaras amakareis ksusay? There's no way. Elamai, there's some chisaron in das as it relates to the halachas of the Torah. And that's enough to say that he's going to be pater from all these different things. So you would think a shaita should be like gara from a cherish. So what do we think? Ezo shaita. This very exaggerated description, which according to Rav Huna, it's Ado Ovid, literally Kulam, the Vasachas, Luchura, it's clear that when Chazal talked about definitions of Das, even someone that has a lot more Das than qualifying for this Braisa, even he would be Potter, Vaharaya Cheresh. Chassam Sofer says cotton's not a Raya, by the way, because a cotton is Allah Halamash Messina, that a cotton is Potter Ben HaMitzvahs, and he's treated not like a Bar Das. Vaharaya Bnei Noach Tanim do have a din of a Bar Das, but that's a whole different Shiloh. But Cheresh, for sure, Cheresh, Luchura, is treated not as a Bar Das, even though he definitely is a much bigger Pikech than what's being described. And the Yisoy that Chassam Sofer says is that Avada, any person that has a Chsarn in Das, is considered a shaitan halacha. And that's why there were all these truvas that were written by Gdali Yoyim, because they were trying to figure out, is the person a bar das? Is he not a bar das? Again, it's a halachic technical definition. A person could be a bar das bin yonid alma, bin in halacha, maybe not. But that was the shaila. Is he a bar das or is he not a bar das? Shaita b'davarecha, right? You have all these different sugyas. But what the Brice is saying is that if someone is yoytzi yichidi balaylo, and he's lombe beis akfaris, he's makareis ksusoi, even if otherwise he comes across as presenting very, very well, it doesn't matter. He's going to have a din of a shoita, because Chazal, Beroy Chachmasam, said that these are simonim uvakim of a shoita, so that if, even though really you would think he shouldn't have a din of a shoita, the halach is he is going to have a din of a shaita. That was the shailas. You have to have all three, doesn't only have to have one. So again, this is a very, very interesting topic that's negeya. So many different sugyas of shas, the income of koyim laharach. But as it relates to the rate of today's daf, just two ha'aras. One ha'ara going back to the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, and the other ha'ara related to some of the divrei agada that we saw in today's daf. So the Gemara said, Maisa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko v'Rabbi Elazar Chisma shaholchu lahakpol pnei Rabbi Yeshua b'pkiyin. It was Yatif, and they went to visit their Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara brings a whole Amid or so exchange that Rabbi Yeshua had with these Talmidim, and the gist of it was they were repeating to Rabbi Yeshua a drasha that was given by the Nasi, by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rashi says, why was it that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and Rabbi Elazar Chisma went to visit Rabbi Yeshua on Yantar? Says Rashi, Shechayev Adam lechabedes Rabbi, back balas panim, a person has an obligation to be lechabedes Rabbi. On Yontif, Kidarmina ben Mesachtis Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Omid Beis Ma'adua Atoy Lech Haseil V'ayoyim Loi Chodesh V'loi Shabbos, and that's the Makar Chayiv Adon Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. So it was Yontif, they were Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua, and because it was Yontif, it's for that reason that they went to visit their Rebbe. The Pasuk, when it mentions the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, says Sholosh Pa'amim Bashana Yeiroe Kol Zechurcha Es Pnei Hashem Eloi Kecha. The Hafla in Panim Yafis in Parashas Re'eh says that why does the Torah say Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha? What is the word Es coming to teach me? We know that Shimon Amsuni Hayudirish Kol Es in Shabbatayra till he came to Es Hashem Alekecha Tiro. At Shembar Rabbi Akiva and said even Es Hashem Alekecha Tiro is the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. But there were Tanoim that darshined Es. The word es is l'rabbis. So the panim yof is said shalish panim bashani yera kol schorcha es pnei Hashem alikecha. What is the word es coming to be marva? So the panim yof is said that yesh loymar, that just like there's a mitzvah of shalish panim bashana yera kol schorcha es pnei Hashem alikecha, a person has to be mekabel hakadosh baruch hu an yontif. So to chayiv adam lekabel pnei rabbi beregel is yesh loymar. Reading inside the ramza. Torah b'milas es pnei Hashem ki inyan sha'amru, just like Chazal said es Hashem alekecha tira l'rabbis tamid hachamim, so too shalich pame bashani yera kol schurcha es pnei Hashem alekecha, es is l'rabbis. The rabbis tamidei chachamim, like es Hashem al kecha tiras, the rabbis tamidei chachamim, to teach me that just like a person has a mitzvah to be oil regal, so to a person has a mitzvah to go ahead and to be mekabo pnei rabbi. A beautiful pshat. But the emes is, we know that when the hafla says things, and Panim Yav is not just saying Torah loch, he's saying yisoidus. And really, if you think about it, likta yisoid, and that is that the chi of lekabo pnei rabbi ben regal has a shaykhis to the mitzvah to be oil regal. Because shalish pame bashani era kol schorcha es is l'rabbis tamid hachamim. So that there must be some connection with the mitzvah of chayiv adam l'hakbo pnei rabbi beregel and the mitzvah of shalish pame bashani era kol schorcha es pnei Hashem l'kecha, the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, which at first glance is tzarech bir. But we're not going to talk about that now. The in kama kama. But just one ha'ara, and that is, I think, that a very obvious sushtel to this hafla is a tshuva in the Noida B'Yehuda. It's a tshuva that we've spoken about in the past at length. Now we'll just mention it very, very bekitzer. The tshuva was to Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, and the topic of the tshuva was Rabbi Yeshaya Pick asked the Noida B'Yehuda, so many tshuvas like this between Rabbi Yeshaya Pick and Noida B'Yehuda, we always talk about it, is that the Rambam brings the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. He brings it in Perikei of Hilchas Talmud Torah. So Rambam brings this mitzvah, one line, a person on Yontif has a chiyuv to go visit his Rebbe. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, however, don't bring the mitzvah. They don't bring the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. And Rabbi Yeshaya Pick's question to the Noida B'Yehuda was, why not? How come the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel, which is Odina the Gemara, doesn't look like anyone in Shas argues with it. So why is it that this is something that's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch? The Rambam brought it. So if the Rambam brought it in his Yad Chazaka, why would the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch not bring it? So the Noida B'Yehuda said a Dover Nifla. The Noida B'Yehuda said that the Gemara, Mesachtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Ein Talmud Chacham Rashoi Lamoim Nipnei Rabbi, Elo Shachris Va'arvis. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to stand up for his Rebbe. Only once in the morning, once in the evening. So you're sitting in a room, Bismedish. The Reshiva walks in, the Rebbe walks in, your Rebbe walks in, you stand up. That's Pashit, Mipnei Seva Takum. That's a chiv that a person has. But says the Gemara, Ein Talmud Chacham Rasho Ilamu Mipnei Rabbi Elo Shachas V'Arvas. A Talmud Chacham is only allowed to stand up for his Rebbe once in the morning. Why? Kidei Shlo Yiyah Kvoidoi Meruba Mikvoid Shamayim. Because we don't want a person to give more covet to his Rebbe than he gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? We're mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. Pamayim Bahava, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So being that we're only doing it to the Eivishter twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening, we can't do more for the Rebbe than we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kidei Shlayiya Kvoidei Meruba Mikvoid Shamayim Ein Talmud Chacham Rashoi Lamayim Dipnei Rabbi Elish Achris Ve'arvis. So the Noid of Yehuda said a Dover Niflo. He said, once upon a time, there was a mitzvah for a year to be oil regal on Yontif. And there was also a mitzvah for a person to be chayiv l'adam l'kabel pnei rabbi b'regel. It was gevaldik. You went to the Beis HaMikdash to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then on Chol HaMoed, you went on a trip, and you went to visit your rabbi, and you were mekayim two independent mitzvahs. He said, but now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can't, m'pnei chatoinu galinu me'artzeinu, v'nisrachakti me'alad maseinu, v'ein anachni yucholim, las mischoy v'yiseinu. That's number one. Additionally, we can't go up, and we can't be oiler regal either. The two things that the Rambam shtels avek in the beginning, Hilchos Beis HaBchiru, that's the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have. We can't be oiler regal. So if we can't be oiler regal today, we can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Shalish Pamim Bashani Eiro calls Churchas Pnei Hashem Alekecha. We can't do Eilu Regal. If we can't do Eilu Regal, you can't go to your Rebbe either. He said, you know why? Because Ein Talmud Chacham Rashoi Lamu Bipnei Rabbi El Shachris Va'arvis Kidei Shlayu Kvoid Demiruba Mikvoid Shamayim. And just like you can't stand up more than twice a day, so it shouldn't be Kvoid Demiruba Mikvoid Shamayim, so too said the Noida B'Yehuda, you can't go visit your Rebbe. You know why? Because you're not going to the Makam HaMikdash. You're not going to the Kaisel. So if you're not going there, how could you go here? Shlo yehi kvoy de miruba mikvoy shemayim. So said the Noi de Yehuda, here's the punchline. He says, the Rambam, we know, brings halachas that are even negeya hilchas ol mashicha. The Rambam we mentioned yesterday, hilchas beis abchira, that's hilchas ol mashicha, maisei karbonis, psuli hamukdashim. The Rambam wrote on everything, every Irian halacha, even if it's not Nogeya Bizman Azeh. Therefore, the Rambam brings Hilchas Ol Mashicha. When Mashiach is going to be built, there's going to be a mitzvah again to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. And being there's going to be a mitzvah again, that's where the Rambam wrote. Oh, but the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch only brings things that are Halacha L'maisa. And being that it's not Halacha L'maisa, that a Chayvon L'Kabel Pnei Rabbi B'Rega, why shall he hate Kvayd Demiruba Mikvayd Shamayim? Therefore, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it. That's what the Noi de B'Yehuda said. But what do you see from the Noi de B'Yehuda? You see this Vart. You see this Yesaid. The Yesaid is that there's a connection between the mitzvah of Chayav Adam Lachol Pnei Rabbi Beregel and between Shalish Pamev Hashani Eira Kol Zechurcha. Does up to Hafla. Shalish Pamev Hashani Eira Kol Zechurcha Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha. Es is always L'Rabbis. What's a L'Rabbis? It's L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. Just like Es Hashem Alekecha Tiruz Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. This Es is also coming to be Marba Talmidei Chachamim. Doesn't that imply that there's a connection between Chayiv Adam Lachol Pnei Rabbi Beregel and the mitzvah of being Oyler Regel? It certainly does. And there certainly is a connection. Kimavua Benoit de Yehuda. The idea of being Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel is giving covet to the Rebbe. The idea of going to the Makon HaMikdash is giving covet to the Makon, giving covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're both in Yonim of covet. And Es Hashem Alekechatir is always the Rabbi's Tamid HaChachamim. So in the Indian of covet Shamayim, there's a Sif Katan called giving covet to a Rebbe as well. The Noi de B'Yehuda said it with a tremendous chiddush la'alacha. That's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring Chayv on Lach Mirab Rel, because it's not halacha that's relevant b'zman hazeh. The Hafla said in a beautiful pshat, in a pasik, in its banim yafas, but either way, shnei chachamim nischavnu l'davar echad, that there's a connection between these are not two disparate mitzvahs. There's a connection between these two mitzvahs. So, but I just want to end this with one ha'ara, and that is, we learned the Gemara, and the Gemara really was launched with Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, Rabbi Loza Chisma, Shaholchu Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Yeshua Bepkin. And Rashi says, why did they go to Rabbi Yeshua? They went to Rabbi Yeshua because it's a mitzvah. He quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin, that the Gemara says, Chayiv Adam, Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. When did this story happen? This story happened after the Churban. How do we know? It's Mefurish in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua asked the Talmidim, Shabbos Shal Mihoisa, who was darshaning the Shabbos? And they told him, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah happened in Yavna. It happened in the Kerem B'Yavna. It happened after the Churban, Ki Yodua, Ve'in Kam Mekoy Mei La'arech. I don't think that's something we have to go back to. Everyone knows that story happened after the Churban. So if it happened after the Churban, and the Gemara says, Mefurish, they went to visit the Rebbe on Yontif, and Rashi says, why they go visit him? Because Chayiv Adam Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregels. You see, even after the Churban, they were still going to visit their Rebbe. How does the Shem with the Noi de B'Yehuda? Shtikla Ara will leave the first raid bite with that Ara. The second Ara is, so the Gemara says that the Talmidim started telling Rabbi Yeshua all about the drushes that they heard from Rabbi Elazar. This is mamish drushes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And they start telling Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He said, this drusha. He said, that drusha. And the first thing he said was that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hakala so'am ha'noshim ha'noshim v'ataf. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah asked the question. He said, ha'noshim, I understand they came willingly. The women came, l'shmaya, but why did the children come? He said, k'dei litein tzchal l'meviyeh. And when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah heard this, he said, when Rabbi Yeshua heard this, he got so excited. Rabbi Yeshua's reaction was, margolis toiva hoisa b'yetchem, you had a margolis toiva, u'bikashtem la'avdam imenu, and I had a fight to get it out of you? Can you imagine, you wouldn't have told me this in Margolis Toiva? He reacted when he heard the first part of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drasha. That drasha, Anoshim Bo Lumoy, Noshim Bo Lishmaya, Tav Kain, Litin Schalim Eviyem, he had this incredible reaction. This Gemara is mentioned in a Mechilta as well. The Mechilta is in Parshas Boy, it's Perik Yudva, Perik Tazai. Over there, the Mechilta describes Rabbi Yeshua's reaction a little bit differently. Rabbi Yeshua said, Ashrecha Avram Avinu. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah yotzam mechalotzech. That was his reaction. He said, "Ashrecha Avram Avinu, that you were zoicha to have Avram Avinu come out of." So Rabbi Yeshua hears from the drashas of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. In our Gemara, he says, "Wow, margolis toiva hoisa biyetchem uvikashtem la'abdam imeni." In the Mechilta, his reaction is "Ashrecha Avram Avinu, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah yotzam mechalotzech." And the question is twofold. Number one, why did Rabbi Yeshua got so excited when he heard this drasha? What was so profound about what he heard that he reacted the way he did? And specifically in the Nusach of the Mechilta, what does this have to do with Avram Avinu? Ashrecha Avram Avinu, Sherebelaz ben Azariah Yotzam Mechalotzach. So the Chasam Sofer, in one of his drushes, explains the drusha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And this is classic, Ben Benoishel classic. I really have to go through it inside because every word really is important in taking in the magnitude of what the Chassam Sofer said. But this is the gist. The gist is, he says, based on Torah that he heard from his Rebbe, the Hafla. And that is, he says that a tzaddik that spends his life b'avodas Hashem, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, davening, reaching madrega after madrega after madrega, he's going to get a lot of schar for everything that he did. He said, but really, the tzaddik would be perfectly fine if he doesn't get any schar. And really, the tzaddik shouldn't have to get any schar. What does that even mean? So the Chassam Sofer says, because really, a person that's able to tap into Avodas Hashem on that level, so why does he have to get any more tainig? I think it's kedai to just stop and meditate on this for a second. Usually we think of, Hashem puts us on this world, right? We're in this battle. There's Yetzirah, there's Yetzirah Tov, there's taivus and this yoinus and there's temptations and there's things that are pulling us away from doing the things that we're supposed to do. But mitzad sheni, we have a Yetzirah Tov, and this is this battle, Nahama de Chisufa, Ubachar de Bachayim, and that's the struggle, like the Mesilas Yesharim says in, right in the beginning, everything in the world is a nesayin. Everything is nesayinus, and that's really what life is all about. It's about overcoming nesayinus. The next thought people often say is that, listen, you know, I'm not really in the mood of learning today. I don't know if I'm interested in waking up and going to shul. I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to do that. I would much rather be living a completely different lifestyle. But vazal khan, and not just that, soifa kavod lavoy. I know that one day, now, al tiyu kavod ma'mashamshin etzarav amanasla kavod pras chalila. El tiyu kavod ma'mashamshin etzarav shalei amanasla kavod pras. But that in and of itself is the biggest avoid in the world. It's a tremendous, tremendous madrega. Not everyone's on that level. Right? If someone says, sel azul etztok amanasha yichi abini, I raise it tzad agomer. To come to the level of amanas, like shalei amanasla kavod pras, is a very, very difficult thing to do. But that's all part of the battle. That's all part of the struggle. That's all part of why we do what we do. We try to overcome this. But really, in short, the concept is that a person's put in a world with this taivus, where there's a whole bunch of things around them that seem to be very geschmack. But at the same time, you stay focused on what you're supposed to do. Don't think about it. So if I covered love, don't even think about the schar. I mean, that's really a level, right? But at the end of the day, why are you doing it? Because you know, at some point, there will be schar. So Chassam Sofer, that's true for the Hamayinam. That never fully tapped in and don't fully appreciate what the Torah is. He said, but when a tzaddik comes to the point where he is on a level that he's having true tainik from his avodas Hashem, what, he looks around the world and he sees taivus and how am I going to overcome these taivus? Mr. Meshiga, he's living the greatest life in the world. This is the biggest time. You have to give me schar for this? What do you have to give me schar for? You give somebody reward. He takes it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to reimburse you. I'll make you whole. You just gave me something incredible. Right? Someone gives you a gift. Wow. He gives you this incredible shkoyich. Thank you so much. You say, listen, I understand I just gave you this gift. But don't worry about it. You know, I know you'll come to terms with it. One day I'll make you whole. I'll keep you even. I owe you one. No, I owe you one. Right? That's the tzaddik. That's the way he sees it. He says, what do you mean? You just gave me the most geschmack thing in the world. You have to make me whole? You don't. You don't. And he says, Al-Pishuras Adin, the Abishah doesn't have to. And not just that, the tzaddik doesn't need it. If the tzaddik went up to Shemayim and all he had was the tiny gruchni that he got in this world from being the tzaddik that he was, from coming and being makid asogas that he was masik, he would say dayenu. Chassam Sofer says this. Sounds like from experience. He would say dayenu. He wouldn't need more than that. It wouldn't be necessary. That would be fine. But the Chassam Sofer says there is one aspect of the avodas Hashem of a tzaddik that the tzaddik could come to tainus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really he's going to want to be made whole. He's going to show up with an invoice. It's going to be something he's going to want. And that is for all the time that he gave up from his own learning to help other people. And he says sometimes that comes with a mesiras nefesh. He says, befrat lemaschilim. People that are starting off and learning, where sometimes Rav Preda, who taught a Talmud 400 times, right? Think about that mesiras nefesh. But in general, people that work with other people, and they give up so much from themselves to build up another person, right? There's rabbeim all over the world that do this the whole day. And that's their mamish giving up from themselves. And think about, says the Chassam Sofer, what they're missing. They could be sitting in a vinkel somewhere, and they could be learning, and they could be reaching hasogas and writing and saying pulpulim, and they could be reaching incredible madrigas, but they don't do it. And the reason they don't do it is to give up for Yena. He says that they're giving up from Tainig, but Olam Haza for Yena. That they're going to be reimbursed from. And that's something they have 100% the right to get reimbursed. So here's the punchline. The Yidden went to Hakel. What was Hakel? This is this public spectacle. Hakel is Ha'noshim V'Noshim V'Taf. It happened once every 7 years. Everybody's at the Melech was. Everybody was goggles. Right? Everyone is there, and they're all by Hakel, and they're coming to learn Torah. So who came? The Anoshim came, the Noshim came, and the Taf came. The Noshim came to learn Torah. The women also on their level to learn Torah. Noshim Bo L'Shmoya. Why did the Taf come? Litein Schar L'Meviyayim. Says the Chasam Sofer. What's the Litein Schar L'Meviyayim? The Schar is like this. You're gonna come, and you're not just gonna be there by yourself. You're going to be there with the children. And by being there with your children, what's going to happen? It's going to take away from your experience. Right, so let's think about it. If there was ever a time to find a babysitter and leave the kids back home, this is the day, right? This is a very important night out. We're going to Hakel. This happens once every 7 years. You find the babysitter. You leave the kids home. This is the last thing you need. The kid is pulling on you. Come, I need this. I missed it. Then you tap the guy on the shoulder next to you. I just missed that. What did the king just say, right? What was that mitzvah? It sounded like an important one, right? So like what's going on? That's the scene. You have a bunch of kids, there's strollers, there's babies, they're crying. You could just imagine what was going on. He said, this is the most important night. This is this incredible Maimedar Sinai that happens once every 7 years. Why are the kids there? He says, you know why the kids are there? The reason the kids are there, because we're coming to teach us a lesson. The lesson is, you're not in it for yourself. This is not just about you. It's about being mechanech another dar. It's about helping and inspiring the people that are around you, whether it's your children, whether it's Talmidim, your Talmidos, whoever it is. That's the objective. That's what's going on over here. And it's Litein Schar LeTalmidei, it's Litein Schar LeMeviyeyan. It's to give them Schar. But on a deeper level, he says, you want real Schar? The real Schar is going to come not from what you do, because what you do, you don't deserve Schar. Because that's the Tosadach Degress, the timing. But the real Schar is going to come from what you give to Yanim. That's the Litein Schar LeMeviyeyan. Again, this is very deep. But if you think about it, it's incredible. So the Chasam Sofer says, he says, who was the person in history that gave up the most for Yena? Who was it? It was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu. The Chasam Sofer very famously said that Avram Avinu was the father of Klal Yisrael, right? He says, if you think about it, Hashem wanted to build a nation. He chose Avram Avinu. Why? Because he was the greatest man to ever live. False. That's not a true statement. There was someone that lived before Avram Avinu. His name was Chanoich. Chanoich was much greater than Avram Avinu. Chanoich, the pasuk says, "Vayisal Chanoich Esu Alikim." The Inenu, right? He's not here anymore. Hashem took him. What do you mean? Hashem took him. Where did he take him? So Chazal say, Rashi brings in the Chumash, he became a malach, but he didn't just become a malach. He became the malach matat. Chanoich became so great, he became the malach matat. He was much greater than Avram Avinu. So the Chasam Sofer says, if Chanoich was much greater than Avram Avinu, why did Hashem build Klal Yisrael from Avram Avinu? So the Chasam Sofer says, it's true. Chanoich was greater than Avram. Meaning Avram never became Chanoich. But it wasn't because he couldn't have become Chanoich. It was by choice. Chanoich lived the life of an ascetic. He distanced himself from the world, and he sat, and he had Tainug, and he had Dveikus, and he had Madregus and Avodas Hashem. And eventually he reached such a high level that he became a Malach. Avram Avinu could have done the same thing if he wanted to. But Avram Avinu realized that that's not his purpose. The Lashon of the Chasam Sofer is, Avram realized that if Hashem wants another Malach, he can create another Malach. There's no shortage of Malachim. My job in this world is not to become a Malach. You know what my job in this world is? It's to become great, but it's also to make the people around me great. And Avram Avinu went and he sacrificed his own personal aliyah, his own personal life, to make the people around him great. And that's why Hashem chose Avram Avinu to build Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael, the nation of the Jewish people, is a nation of not of a bunch of individuals that are trying to become as great as they can. Not people that wake up in the morning and say, how do I make myself great again? But it's really, how do I make the people around me great again? That's what it's all about. That was the mid of Avram Avinu. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah heard, Rabbi Yeshua heard Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drasha. And he was so taken aback. He said, Taf, that Hakel, the men came, the women came, but why the children come? Why would you bring the children? Keep them home. It's Litein Schar LeMeviyeyan. And the Tifkeit was because the real schar comes not even so much from what you do, but it's from teaching the next door. And that's the lesson that was taught to the Yid. This is the most important shir you'll hear in the, literally. But at the same time, you're going to bring your children, you're going to compromise your own personal ability to make a point. The point is that it's not just about you steiging as much as you can, but it's really about giving over to the next door. So what was Rabbi Shua's reaction when he heard this? Zokta Mechilta. He said, Ashrecha Avram Avinu, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yotza Mechal Atzecha. He said, Ashrecha Avram Avinu, you have an Enoch of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah who totally got it, who 100% is embracing and embodying what it is that you stood for, that Klal Yisrael is about, not just the Yochid, but it's about making everyone around them great. And that's why we bring the children to Hakel to make this point, and that was Rabbi Yeshua's reaction. He said, Margolis Tovi had such a gem, and you wanted to hold it back from me? What was the gem? It was this Tifkeit, said the Chassam Sofer. And that's why the reaction was, Ashrecha Avram Avinu, because there's no vart that brings out Avram Avinu and what he embodies and what he stands for more than this drasha from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.